hope that you all will say no to this, because it's people's homes. It's not, if it was everyone's vacation place, it would be different, but it's not. And it's the safety of people. It's the safety is my most fearful thing there. Those roads are not capable for all that mess that has now been brought to that community.
Good morning. I'm Vicki Hales. I live at 221 Geyser Lane. I would like to invite each of you gentlemen to drive down P Highway all the way to Rocky Shores and see the evidence for yourself. Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. Seeing no one at this time, I would ask the representative, would you mind stepping back up and addressing?
Yeah. I'll kind of address a couple things in response. There are three main complaints. Let me address them in order. First was an infrastructure item. This is a common complaint that you guys hear all the time. Every developer hears it all the time. But although it makes it sound like it's unique to this development, it's not. Whether you live in Kansas City, whether you live in St. Louis, whether you live in Taney County, we have aging infrastructure everywhere. Me personally, I live down here. I'm a local. I have a neighborhood. I have a 22-foot right-of-way that goes to my house, a ton of people. It's packed in there. It's got potholes. It's part of the world we live in. It's, yes, the area is getting built up. It's older infrastructure. That may change with time, but that's not one person's fault. To answer that directly, what I'm proposing actually helps that. That was brought up earlier. Right now, we have a plan where we could build 13 units, and it's not true that it's not physically possible. I know it's possible. We have a plan for it. We could build 13 units on that land. The unit is 25 foot wide by 40 foot long under that unit, and I can stack them under that current plan. The model, I can do 3 or 4 story, and I can do that. I'm not saying we would, but I actually have a model plan that goes 3 or 4 story at 25 foot wide and 40 foot deep. That's what I could do today without any, as was mentioned earlier, without any approval. And when the comment was made to say, what do you do to stop it, Taney County already did do something to stop it. That's when it adopted the planning and zoning code. It did further start to restrict this. It did put limitations and changed R1 to 80 by 100 feet lot. So it did, many years ago, start placing heavier and heavier restrictions on developers. As you mentioned, Mr. Williams, earlier, in R1, it's been denied repeatedly down here. So those are the restrictions on place that will prohibit the infrastructure from being overused. What my plan does is ensures that the use for this property, which at some point has to be built, despite what the opposition wants, they will not be able to say, I'm sorry, landowner, you always have to keep trees here. That's not the way this is going to go. At some point, this property has to be built up onto something. And when it does, my proposal would be to ensure that it gets used less than what it could be done today. On that issue, on density, that which brings me to the second issue is well, how do we know, it was brought up, how do we know that he's not going to build a lot more than what he's saying? I would be willing to put into the decision or record that if granted to R3, that only the 10 units could be built. And that I would be willing to, that could be put, we've done that before. I know I've been here before where that was put in a decision or record with the county on a different project we did. The same, there was a concern on that from the county, and so we limited it to that, and we abided by our word on it. The other opposition was, or the fear was, is, well, you know, some people have disobeyed the law and have gotten approval and done nightly rental without approval for NR1. I do understand that fear, and I've seen it happen myself. But that's not, I'm not asking for NR1, and so that can't be put to me. Someone's, the fear of someone's prior future violation of the law cannot be borne by me when I'm trying to comply with the law. What I'm proposing would prohibit NR1 and would, would grant these people, including owners within this development in the future, the ability to enforce it. So a lot of times, as you guys know, and people forget about this, as my experience as a lawyer, people forget about this all the time, the county has limited resources. It does not have an endless pile of money to spend on infrastructure and enforcement. And that's why the law creates private enforcement. So inside the covenants that this prepares, we're going to prepare covenants that say nightly rental prohibited. And more than that, all the neighbors in this area, if there is nightly rental, they have to be reminded, they can privately enforce it and sue the owner doing it. A lot of people forget that, and they think that it's only the county's role and only their ability to stop it, and that's not true. So the people inside this development that I'm proposing and all in the surrounding areas, if that were to occur, they could immediately sue and stop it from happening. And they, if it's happening now in violation, they would be able to do that now. And I would invite them to, because if I live there, I live in an area that in R1's prohibited, and if someone in my neighborhood that I live down here started doing it, that's exactly what I'd do. I wouldn't call the county and say, hey, you better stop this or else. I'd say, no, I need to take responsibility here and stop it. So
your neighbor?
Yes, if they were turning the home.
Sue your
neighbor. We've already had to do
it. So anyway, that's what I would do. Anyway, I think those are the questions I violated, but going back to what I said, I would be willing to put in the decision record that it would be limited to 10 units.
Okay.
Oh, yes, your question. Right now the plan is a three. We've got a three-bedroom unit, so it's a three-bed, three-bath unit that we've got planned. 10 of them, yes. One downstairs, two up.
And where's the entrance to that proposed neighborhood?
The site plan showed it'd be, yes, where Cody's running that road right there.
Is that by Trent's house, that new house he built?
Yeah.
But isn't that a road that goes down to a boat dock?
Yeah. It did.
How are you going to do that? That's the most narrow.
We'll try to keep on point. So I'm sorry, so we can keep order, if you can address the commission, then he can answer back to us, just so we can keep order so we don't get into a big roundabout discussion. So.
It would have to be improved. It's a public right-of-way. It would obviously have to be improved as part of the development, and it would.
It was approved?
No, it would. I'm sorry. It would have to be improved. Improved. The road would have to be improved.
Okay.
Can you zoom in real quick? Is that Metcalf Lane?
I think so, yes.
Is that a publicly platted road? Or
is it? Yes. It's already there.
As part of the, when these 13 lots were platted, that road was platted with it, and that's a... Yeah, public.
Oh, it's okay.
It goes right to
line,
the core.
The line's off a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, line's off, but it's publicly platted. So as part of the improvements, we would, of course, have to improve that road.
Okay. Carl, I know one of the questions that came up was about the KJ hotels.
Yes, so that's a misnomer. That company is a local owner who owns this. It's not me. It's Mr. Combs who owns the property. He's a local entrepreneur, but this is not. Obviously, you can't build a hotel here. It can't be nightly rental. It can't be any stays less than this. So it's a company that he's just – it's an LLC. As we all know in the room, individuals often use LLCs for their businesses and stuff, and that's all it is.
Okay. Just the name is a little misleading to the residents. Obviously, gives them some concerns.
It's a local gentleman by the name of Mr. Combs, and he owns it. And his intent is to build 10 units on it, and that's it. And it would be full time residences that people live in, and no hotels, no nightly rental, no guests, no commercial activity would be done in this development. So there'd be no paying money for staying and all any of that stuff. So it'd either be someone that lives there full time or has it as a vacation home. And so, as I said at the beginning of this meeting, the proposed use is exactly consistent with every landowner around this. And as you heard, every person that came up here, they are getting to do with their land exactly what I'm proposing I get to do with mine. Every single one does exactly what I want to do.
Okay. I have a question for you coming from the back here, Carl. Yes, sir.
When it goes to an R3, does that change the height of limitations on that? Because I think an R1 is at 37 feet for height.
So to answer that, R1, there are height, yes, there are,
35,
yeah, there are height restrictions with R1 and R3 both. They have both height restrictions. So that, yes, that is correct. However, with 45 feet, height restrictions in R1, is that what you said?
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, R 45 feet in R1, that's certainly at least three-story tall that you could get.
What is it in R3?
It's the same.
So it's the same restriction.
The only difference is once you break 45 feet in an R3, you got to go a foot out on your setbacks for every foot you go up. So it really restricts it. You go up 5 feet, you got another 5 feet of setbacks on sides, fronts, backs, everything. So it really makes it shrink it down and makes it go up. That's how it controls it.
Mr. Finkenbinder, you said you do restrictions of only 10 units. We'd put that into the, would you do a height restriction as well of no more than two stories, or do you have plans for something with three stories?
I do not have any plans. I feel very uncomfortable saying that because I haven't talked to the owner about the height restriction yet, but I do know that the current plan right now is two-story only. That is a fact. And as a matter of fact, I wasn't going to say it, but I'll say it today. I just don't want to make any promises. Currently, the current plan we're looking at, so everyone knows, is two-story units, and we're actually looking at doing six, not 10, six. But I don't want to promise that because it could be 10. And so I just don't want to be accused of lying or misleading or saying something. So right now, we're looking at a plan of six two-story units, which if that were the case, you're looking at, you know, with a roof line no more than, you know, 27, 28 feet. It could be 10. That'd be that. But I'm willing to commit to the max in the at no more than 10.
Okay. Mr. Rick, you had a question.
Yeah. So you got up there and addressed some of what we were all concerned about, which was basically the 1 acre that you have, that your homes, what you're building. Is there ever a percentage of a developer to put money, 20% of what his investment is or your investment towards the road, which is a big concern of ours?
No, there's no legal ability to do that for requirement by the county to do that. But I'll tell you this, I'd be open to a community discussion. The landowner would be open to a community discussion where all people who use that road all contribute to it. If you want me to,
we would.
Well, ours do too. I live here too.
Carl.
I live here.
Carl.
Hold on. Here's the problem.
It's been said before. Excuse me one second. It's been said before by me. I live down Jones Road. Does everybody know where Jones Road is? Does everybody know my new neighbor? I'm dealing with very similar things. There is now concerts next to my house all the time. There are people, you talk about tour buses, I think it was Pitbull. It was either Pitbull or Imagine Dragons bus. I had to allow them through our gates and position them on our grass and everything to be able to turn around to go back to the concert, to set up. And I'm not saying that just, I don't really tell people that, but I am dealing with the same things. I have a 17-year-old son. Jack, how many times have I talked to you about what kind of signs can we put up because people walk that road, they treat it like a tourist area, and I'm scared to death that my son's going to hit somebody and he has to live with that for the rest of his life. And my daughters. But they don't drive. And I've had people, I live on a little bit of land. I've had people come down, you talk about docks. I've had people on my private dock. I have people looking for lake access. I promise you, I understand, and I can, my wife always makes fun of me because I use the wrong word, empathy? Anyway, you know what I'm trying to say. I understand, I truly do. there's the other side of me that has to, there's nightly rentals up and down Jones Road. There's a certain area that